This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today with my buddy Aruba Ray. You're gonna love it. We talk about hitting girls up on Instagram and a girl who's hanging out with a hockey team. Uh-oh. Check it out. Share it with a friend. This is a fun one. Train podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, San Antonio, New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'm going to say it again. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for telling your friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep doing that. I got to say, the Snapchats you guys send me, JTrain56 on Snapchat, they feather my nuts. Every single time you guys are with friends listening or with like by yourself or you're hungover Sundays, you're off to work Tuesdays, you're at the gym Fridays, you're motivation Mondays, whatever the fuck type of shit you're doing, it boils my beans every time you send me a snap of you getting involved with this podcast. And listen, I'm going to ask you to do this. Tell a friend. Get out that feather and feather another person's nuts. Give them the silky sweet whispers of Papa JT in their ear twice a week. I'm here for you. I'm here for you, and I want to be here for everyone. So keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. That's how we get bigger and bigger and get great guests like we have today. I'm so excited about this guest. So pumped to have him here. Ray Ellen, Aruba Ray Ellen. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Jared. Man, oh man, am I psyched to be here.
Oh my God, it's been too long.
It's way too long.
Listen, Aruba Ray Ellen is a comedian. He's super fucking funny. I feel like we met and just instantly hit it off.
Immediately.
I knew I loved you right when I met you.
In the booth at the Fat Black Pussycat after a show we did.
Yes. And yep. It was just love at first sight. And I got to say, you guys can all go follow Ray on Instagram at Ray Comedy, on Twitter at Ray Ellen.
Yep.
And then he's got, now let's explain to the listeners, you do shows in Aruba like half the year.
Like half the year, go down to Aruba, do like 100 shows a year. 3-4 times a year broken up, and it's great. It's all
Aruba
great comics.
Aruba is living how the way people think people live in heaven.
Yes.
You're living heaven on earth.
Something like that.
You're in Aruba, and it's this great room there at the Marriott, yep. and Ray isn't from Aruba.
Correct.
Okay, so you can go find Ray on Instagram. You can see what he looks like, and it's Ray Ellen on Ray Comedy on Instagram. And he's not even Arubian.
Correct. I'm American.
And people in Aruba, I did shows with you down there. It was such a blast, and the shows are great. And we're in the casino, and waitresses are from Aruba going, "Hi, Aruba Ray." They call him Aruba Ray, and their Arubians are calling you Aruba Ray.
It kind of caught on. Yeah.
You're like a fucking Napoleon. You took over. you saw an island. You're like, I'm going to make this my island.
It's something like that. Yeah. I fell in love with it 5 years ago. I just fell in love and I.
You say
going,
that like it's hard to fall in love with Aruba. You walk in, it never rains. It's beautiful. The beaches are amazing. And you got people, and it's the funniest. Ray is so funny. You guys all need to like get on board if you're not already. At Ray Ellen, Ray Comedy on Instagram. It's so funny to watch you with the locals. Like, It's just, what do they say? What do they say? What's baby in Aruba?
Well, you say, when you greet somebody, you say, come by douchey. Douchey.
Douchey
means
baby.
Like sweetie or nicer baby. Yes.
Yeah. In Arubian.
Yeah. And Papiamento, yeah.
And Papiamento. So, yeah. So Ray, we'll see you. You're just like, you're the fucking king there. And you'll see a waitress come out and go, he'll go, hola, douchey. And you're like, what is going on?
I say in the most effeminate way possible. Yeah. Hola, douchey. You say, comba douchey, kiko te kiko.
Yeah, but you say, the douchey thing is hilarious, just to watch you, douchey.
I've never said the word douchey that many times anywhere else, but all day long, you're just going, hey, douchey,
throwing,
hey, douchey.
Yeah, you're throwing douchey's out.
A lot of douchey.
But it's funny, if you think about it, in English, you'd be looking at, what up, baby? Hey, baby. Hey,
right.
Baby.
Yeah. In English, it would sound awful.
Awful. There,
and
it works.
It just works. It really works, yeah.
And I loved you when I met you here, and then you see Aruba Ray and Aruba, and you're like, oh, this is the best. This makes sense. So listen, I know we do have people that are listeners that live on the island, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we do.
So I think if you're near Aruba at any time, you got to go check out these shows.
They should come out in February. This next run of shows will be every night, February 16th to March 16th.
It's great.
And you're going to be there with me.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there on the beach.
Yeah.
I'll be at the shuffleboard court. I'm going to be
at the food trucks.
At the food trucks.
At the taco truck.
That taco truck is the best
I've ever had.
It's the
best tacos you ever have in your life.
Ever.
It's incredible.
Ever.
I love tacos.
I've never had a taco like this.
But side of the road, it's a truck open from 9 o'clock at night to 5 in the morning. It's amazing.
Best pussy I've ever eaten.
You're there what day? You're there March 4th to
the 4th 8th? To the 8th. It's of March. Yeah. So I'll be down there. Listen, you want to plan a trip? I'll be down there, babies. Douches. Come on out.
Come on down, douches.
So I'm really pumped to have you here, Ray. It's been too long.
Thanks, man.
You guys all go follow Ray on Instagram, Ray Comedy on Instagram, arubacomedy.com, arubaray.com. Are you ready for the emails?
I'm psyched for the emails.
We're going to go. You're the type of guy that I go right into the inbox. I don't even look at these.
Right.
I just trust you enough.
Beautiful.
You and listen, it also, let me feather your nuts for a second.
All right.
Ray is I'd say Ray is the best at opening up a chick I've ever seen. And I don't mean that in like that he punches them in the face. I mean that in the way that I've never watched a person seamlessly go up to a girl he's never met in a bar as seamlessly as you do. What's your motto? Do you have a secret? I don't know what it is. You're just ready to go, and you got always.
You know, I got to tell you, thank you. It's a big coming from you, especially. It's a huge compliment.
No, I'm watching you work a room. Nobody does it like Aruba Ray.
Well, thank you, man. Truthfully, I think the real secret. I grew up with a house full of women.
Mm.
I'm just comfortable
talking to
women.
But there's some people that email here that want to know, like, I'm at a bar by myself. How do I make that first move? What is your move?
I would say, well, first of all, I would say don't try too hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, just keep it easy, keep it natural. Because also, if you come at somebody and you just say like something that's certainly, you know, just sort of real and easygoing, you'll get a sense right away what kind of person they are. Because if they come back at you with something that's real bitchy or rude, you don't want any part of that.
Yeah, walk away.
You're out.
Yeah.
It's great. You've got a lot of information within 12 seconds.
Yes.
You know?
And I think that's a big thing. When you're in a bar and you say something to someone, you become I think being fixed on a person is the big mistake people make.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, so if you got to open yourself up to the world. If I'm in a bar and I look at someone, I go, oh, I like that shirt you're wearing. And she looks at me and she goes, what the fuck did you just say? It's like, okay. That's not the one.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, you know,
right.
Let's fucking cut our losses now.
Yeah. Onward and upward.
Yeah. But if you say that's a nice shirt, and then she goes, I like your shirt too. Oh.
You've broken some ice.
Look at Douchey.
Hey, Douchey. Hi, Douchey. You know, I once made a mistake of that where I was so taken by this one woman's beauty. She was, I mean, just stunning.
Mm.
And she really was not a nice, she was a horrible person, like really mean person. But I was so into just how she looked. It was a long time ago. And finally, one day, it just hit me. I'm like, It's just not worth it. You have to make a choice. If you really want to kill yourself over this, being around this horrible energy.
Yeah. And it's almost like you're trying to like win them. You're trying to like, you're doing it for your own ego at that point. You're like, oh, I've toppled the mountain. But maybe that mountain was a waste of fucking time.
Yeah, that mountain might have been made out of dog shit.
Yeah.
You don't want a dog shit mountain.
I don't know. It's just, it's one of those things. And I, you know, you ever see a girl that's so hot that you follow her?
You mean... You're talking like on the street or on Instagram?
This is how strong a cum-filled boner can really come. Like,
just stay in her wake.
Yes. Well, this is. I did this once. I wrote about it in a column just for TFM once. I wrote, and this really happened. And this is how scary it is to be a woman, I think, is I'm a normal everyday guy. I'm not going to do anything to anyone, obviously. But I saw a girl on the subway, and I was like, she's so beautiful. She was wearing like the floppy hat. She had beautiful brown hair, jeans with high boots. She looked like she was gonna like fucking ride a horse or some shit. And I remember looking at her and be like, I don't know, maybe I just hadn't masturbated in a while, and I'm just like, my dick just took over. And I started like out of breath a little bit. I was like, I gotta fucking see what I can make happen here. And I remember we get out, the subway stop was the one before mine, and I was like, I'm getting out of here. I'll just take a walk. And I got out, and she walked a couple blocks, and I just was like, how am I going to say something? Like, what am I going to say? My boner made me do this? Like,
that, believe it or not, might not be the best move.
Not the best move. And I just remember thinking, like, man, I have no control over myself. Like, I did two blocks, and then I just went on my way, and, you know, whatever. But
that is, I totally understand the instinct you're talking. I totally get that.
Yeah.
But that's a tough move to, I mean, to pick up people on the train and certainly to follow them home and try to pick them up.
Hey, I saw you on the train. Wasn't that six blocks ago?
Right.
Oh, wait a minute.
Don't you think we should be not collecting, that's not the right phrase, but we should be, you know, getting women that are this attractive, where you're literally just like, I'm just going to get off at this stop and follow them. We should be sending them to like the best schools. Just teaching them the best diplomacy and all that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where we should be investing.
Those should
be
our CIA operatives. Yes. Those are the ones, they can really defeat any man, you know.
Sure.
Let's get to the emails. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You can send anything you'd like. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. It's JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. The emails are great. They keep getting better and better. I'm just so happy you guys are involved in this podcast and loving this and getting involved and sending your questions. College girlfriend, I don't know what to think. J-Train, I'm dating this 888. Okay, so we have a rating system here on the podcast, Aruba, right? It's the area code method. Face, body, personality.
Okay.
888, that's a catch.
That's amazing.
888, guys or girls can use it. I'm crazy about this girl, but she scares me. She hangs out and drinks with the hockey team, even though she's hooked up with a few of them in the past. Uh-oh. But I also hang out with the soccer team, and I've hooked up with a few of them in the past. I'm an athlete at the school, but I still get uncomfortable when she hangs out with the hockey guys. Am I being stupid? What do you think?
Well, if she's hanging out with a hockey team, if they're all partying together, and she decides she wants to hook up with a hockey player, there's a 100% chance that is going to happen if she wants it to.
Yes.
If he's hanging out with a soccer team and they're all partying and getting drunk, it's a very questionable percentage.
Yeah, it's not 100%.
It certainly is not.
That is, I didn't really think of that math, but you're exactly right.
For her, it's a guarantee.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Somebody will be like, I'll do it.
Yeah, in fact, it could be most anyone.
Yeah,
you know?
it could be the backup goalie. He's sure. Like, listen, I'll put away the knee pads and I'll get them to you.
Yeah.
You can fucking
it could be the equipment manager. Yeah. Yeah. But for him with the soccer team, it could be right. They could be like, nah, you know what? He's already hooked up with three of us. Fuck him.
So, I think that's why he's so freaked out.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
The girls will do this a lot. Like, don't you don't trust me? You hang out with the soccer team.
Right, right.
And then if he ever said that to her, that wouldn't make sense to her. She'd be like, well, what are you, so you want to hook up with a soccer team? No, but it's not my choice.
Right. Yeah. there's no competitive. Yeah, they're not equal at all.
I don't know what he does. The only way to do it is to back off from you hanging out with the soccer team so that you can say, I'm doing this for you. But if she's not uncomfortable, then that only shows weakness on your part.
Right, exactly.
Because what you're saying is that I'm just not a confident guy, and that can make you less attractive than some of the hockey guys who are bigger, stronger, and faster than you.
Sure. Lack of confidence, insecurity is very unattractive to
you.
Yeah. For sure.
I don't know. I think you got to, like, ride it out.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to basically say, open yourself up to the possibility of this girl cheating on you with one of the hockey guys. Like,
yeah,
just don't be surprised.
Yeah, or have a pickup game.
A little pickup game, you know?
Did he say how long they've been hanging out, he and this girl?
No, he didn't really say how long. I would, and also the move, you know what I do? I fucking be buddies with the hockey. I fucking open myself to being cool with them.
Yeah.
Go to these hangouts. Be boys with them.
Sure.
Keep your enemies closer.
Then they're less likely to fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah.
The other thing is, very important question. Is this a Division I hockey team or Division III?
I don't know.
Because Division I means these are some future NHL players.
Yeah.
That he might be concerned. But if it's Division IV.
Hockey dudes, though, are the most dudely. Like
they
as
really
far
are.
As like, they just reek of sex.
Yes.
You know?
When I went to college in Boston, and there's a lot of the guys who ended up playing in the NHL. It's a great program. And I met some girls who literally had shrines in their dorm room to certain hockey players. Photos of them and candles and pucks and all that. They call them puck fucks.
Puck fucks.
Yeah. It was unreal.
And that's the thing. Like, and it's like, dude, if you can't beat them. Join them.
Yeah,
that's the only way to go, because the confidence is all you've got compared to these guys.
That's right.
You know, so you know, it's like one of those things. It's like, yeah, sure, you're David, and these guys are Goliath. These are huge, you know, brawny, long haired, thick necked, big swinging dicked hockey guys.
They are very, very douchey.
And they're douchey. And they have you in every single way possible. But you know what? Just you being there and not caring gives you the edge.
Sure.
Because it's you saying, yeah, I'd fuck him.
And she likes him, right? This girl likes this guy.
Yeah, so go and hang with these guys.
Sure.
Can't beat them, join them. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Aruba Ray Allen. Hey. So pumped to have you. Ray Comedy on Instagram. Go follow him, support him. He's so fucking funny. Best time to tap on the window. Hello, J Train. I've been following the podcast since Poop Talk. That's the first episode. Nuts seem properly feathered. My question is, what is the best time to, and he puts in quotes, tap on the window? So I came up with this theory. I've been calling it tap on the window. When you go to a girl that's hot on Instagram and you like her pictures, to like be like, hello, I'm here. Right. I've got this boner. Tap, tap, tap. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure,
you ever? Yeah. I mean, you know, you go on Instagram and you see a hot chick and you're like, you know what? Let me throw some likes at this girl and see if I get the like response.
Or maybe some kind of a DM or something.
A DM, but you're pushing the tango of these Instagram. You know, it's like this new age like version of the tango. You know?
Save her the trouble of going to the like farm. You pick her a little like bouquet.
Bring her a like bouquet. We talked about the like farm on the last episode. This is the like bouquet, a bouquet of likes. He writes, of a fine young lady. Is it right when she puts up an Instagram via turning on the notifications of their posts, or wait until a couple hours after the picture has been posted to stand out amongst the hundreds of other likers? What do you think?
Well, I think you always want to stand out from all the other people.
He's,
sure.
He's way backwards on this question.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've done this before, right?
Yeah,
we're
sure.
All fucking creepy.
Absolutely.
You know what's funny? When you go to a girl, you see, you know when you get down that like wormhole on Instagram, you're looking at this hot chick, then you see another hot chick tag, so you're on her profile, and then she's got a picture up, and she's got another hot friend, and now you're on that profile. Now you're 10 girls away. You're on a fucking Chinese girl. You know, and then, like, you don't even know how you got there, but you're like, you're just wondering, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah, she lives in Seoul, South Korea.
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute, how did this fucking happen?
Yeah.
But her ass looks great, you know? And the funniest part is when you get like 10 away, and then underneath the name it says, also followed by, and then you just see one of your buddies there. It's like this really funny, like, this really, and you're like, and you know that he doesn't know her. He doesn't know the girl in Seoul, Korea. You know he followed for that fat ass, too. So, you know, just two buddies having the same boner. You know, like, it's a kind of a heartwarming moment where you're like, oh, you like that type of chick, too?
And then you actually just speak to your friend. You're like, how do you know that girl? Nah, I don't know.
Yes.
Me neither.
I don't know. I just kind of masturbated to her once. You know, like and she's got like 100 followers. And you're like, man, we are both. And it's just funny how we're not different. We're yeah. all the same fucking creep.
The same.
And so that's why the tap on the window thing rings so true. It's just like we are all liking things for other reasons other than we don't like your picture. You know, we like how it made us feel when we saw the picture.
Yeah.
If I'm tapping on the window, the move is, and I'll reveal my own fucking creepiness. I just told you I followed a chick, so I'll just... right?
I got off in another borough, and yeah, I walked 20 blocks. Yeah.
You know, so I'll give you how the move works, okay? And you can agree and let me know what you do. So, Arubere, I go on... If I'm on a girl's profile where I think she's hot, I'll go like 10 pictures down, and I'll like... 10 pictures down, and it's never a bathing suit picture. It's always like one where she's dressed up, because we have to realize, I mean, this is a big thing, and I'll review what guys think are hot. Girls don't necessarily understand sometimes.
Right.
We love yoga pants. Girls know they look hot. No, it is possible to look hot in yoga pants, but they don't necessarily feel hot when they wear the yoga pants. They wear them at their least hot feeling time.
Sure, no makeup maybe.
No yeah. makeup, they're on the couch, they're like, oh, these are my sweats, what are you talking? These are my stretchy pants. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, but your stretchy pants make your ass look fucking great.
Right.
And we're thinking with our dicks, or that, you know, we could be, but then, you know, when a girl likes what a guy looks like, he's always dressed up.
Yes, yeah.
Because they put the feeling with the picture. So if you go to a girl's picture that she's dressed up from, like, you know, maybe a year ago, and you like that one, that's the one that's going to stand out. She's going to be like, what the fuck? Because on the notifications, all the notifications on the right, it's the same picture getting the like.
Right.
So it's just a repeat. And the only way to jump it out is to have the one that has a different coloring. Right. Wait, what? Right. Why did this one get liked? And now they're wondering, who the fuck is liking this one? And the only, and then it's her chance, and this might not happen. You might get denied. That's her chance to like your picture from 10 weeks ago.
Exactly.
And that's the dance.
It's you know what, my friend, you are a wonderful dance instructor. You got the moves.
Somebody's listening to this being like, ugh. This is disgusting. But
it's a great move.
99% of guys are listening to this going, yeah.
Yeah. You're 100% right. Look, and it works the same way in reverse. When yes. I post something new and I just see it's all the same people.
Yes.
And then that one, like you said, the coloring's a little different on the photo. I'm like, oh, who's that? Oh, Karen so-and-so. Oh, what's this? Oh, let me look through her nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bikini. All right, sundress. I like that.
Like the sundress because no. she feels good. That was a picture where she's like, I know I look hot.
Yeah.
Not Saturday stretchy pants, even though that gets us off.
Sure.
You want to play to her, you know.
And it also makes her feel good that somebody is acknowledging something that's yes. not just her.
She put a lot of money into the makeup, the dress. Sure. You know, that's what they want. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here's a good one. Why are all guys teases? This is a lady email.
This is fucking great.
It's ridiculous, right?
I love it.
Jew boy, I wish I could feather your nuts in person, but I'll have to do it from afar. So me and my friend have a question. We're both chicks, so mansamp, do what you're paid to do.
We already got it. Thank you.
So our question is, we both have started talking to guys. Everything seems great, and then a couple months in, they either end things or downgrade it to just a booty call. This has happened multiple times, so we're wondering, is it us or the guys or just situations in general? Please help us. We're so confused, and I know we're not the only girls who get this. Why are boys like this? Love your mother. Just kidding, but Mrs. Freed is mom goals. Okay.
So let me make sure I understand the situation. Mm. She's saying she was hooking up with a guy, and then it
peters into...
Just a booty call.
Just a booty call.
Well, I think the most obvious thing is that initially there was that the newness, the freshness, the excitement. Maybe the guy was really into her, really enjoyed it, was really thinking maybe this is going to be a relationship.
Mm.
And then at some point, something kind of hit a wall.
Well,
and then it drifts downward.
I agree with you. That's the way it goes, and this is all about science.
Yeah.
This is all about science, and this is why girls need to like.
I love that you're like, here's the science.
Here's the science behind it. I've taken out the beakers.
here's the Stephen Hawking behind this.
So here's the thing. So here's how men are, and I'm just telling you how it is. Fuck first, personality later.
Mm.
Come first. Regret right immediately after. That is the math. That is how it goes. So you shouldn't take, and I know there's a girl out there being like, well, I'm a nice person. My personality is good. Yes, your personality is great. But I'm saying your personality isn't for every guy in the same way that every, you know, guy isn't your cup of tea either. It goes both ways. But girls will go a lot, will go personality first. Is this person the safe and right option? Fuck later. And that's the real problem we all have.
Yeah, women often want to feel, get that comfort level first.
Yes.
Guys care about that less. And also, a guy, generally speaking, certainly cares less about any sort of emotional connection. Yeah. I'm not saying all women have to have an emotional connection. They certainly don't.
Yes.
But again, that ties into the whole feeling safe and comfortable thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the woman I've dated the longest in my life
mm-hmm.
was someone who we dated for a while before we slept together. So I really got to know her, and I was actually kind of invested emotionally
yes.
before we ever slept together.
I don't think one-night stands can't end in relationships.
Totally agree.
I think it can happen.
Absolutely.
It can happen, but that happens in the same way a three dates and then you fuck and then a relationship happens. You know, like it's not because of the sex, it's because the two personalities are like, oh, I like hanging out with this person more than I enjoy going out and finding a new person.
You can date somebody for 6 weeks, then sleep with them, and then you break up 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
You could also date somebody a week, sleep with them, and then break up 7 weeks later. Either way, it was 8 total weeks.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't matter when doesn't the sex happened.
And you got to think a guy is like a dog with the toy that has the treat on the inside and the rubber on the outside.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you got to think, that's how we all are. We have this toy, and it's like, you got to let us know, you know, you got to put this rubber up around your pussy that is... just your personality. You gotta show it. So if you want to hold on to that, if the sex is gonna make you feel like, do you know what I'm saying? I know that sounds horrible.
but I see what you're getting at. You're saying
I don't.
No one wants to feel cheap. No one wants to feel used. I mean, I wish I could ask this girl. Like, did she want? Like, she's bummed that this became a booty call because she really had feelings for the guy?
Well, this is the other thing. And this is the thing about the email that, like, I think she has to adjust her perspective. Like, the perspective a lot of, that sounds like it's coming from this email is, why don't I have a boyfriend? And that is, I think that's a wrong way to go. That's the, you know, boyfriend isn't what you want. You want the right boyfriend.
Right.
You don't want a boyfriend. You want right. the boyfriend.
Yeah.
So what she's saying is, how come these guys fuck me and then only want to fuck and not be in a relationship? Well, do you even like these guys?
Yeah.
Are you even having that time together that you would have with someone that you want to get to know? Or are you saying, this is a warm body that makes me feel wanted?
Right. Sure. Have you ever hooked up with somebody and it was like, let's say the first three times you got together, you hooked up like 1-2 in the morning. Mm. It was just a booty call, whatever. And then eventually the girl says to you, hey, you know, wouldn't it be great if like once in a while we did something like in the afternoon, like, you know, just went.
I've had that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I say, yeah, that'd be fucking great for you and someone else.
Right. That's my number.
If a girl said that to me, I would say
it sends you a message. It lets you know she wants more than just hooking up late.
Yeah,
at night.
Yeah, yeah. And I have also been in the situation where I've had the late night hookup, woken up the next day, and then had a whole day with the person, been like, oh, this is a fun person,
right?
And yep. I want to do more with this person.
Sure.
So, but it only came with the clarity of having the sex out of the way.
Right.
You know, like the sex just, it just muddles our head. Like it really, like I followed a chick home. I can't implore that upon you enough. I like, it just can really fuck with your head. And you know, I've been, and that's the reason a lot of guys get into relationships, because they end up feeling badly that they've been hooking up with this girl for a long time, and they're like, you know, we've been hooking up, why wouldn't we just be together? And it's like, well, are you really even getting to know this person, or are you doing it because it's like this like deal you made?
Right. It's a different, it is a different exchange of energy when you hang, it sounds ridiculous, but it's a different exchange of energy when you're hanging out with somebody at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning versus 10 in the morning getting breakfast with them.
Yes.
It's a totally different experience, different vibe.
And really, honestly, what I'm looking for right now is you, that this is the different vibe. At 2 a.m., everyone's awesome. We're having the best time.
Right.
That's not how relationships, that's not what you want out of the person you're in a relationship with. You want 10 a.m., look at that person's face, it's fucking stupid, don't you agree with me? That's who you're falling in love with.
It's true.
Look at that stupid face, and then she's looking at you going, I fucking hate that face. I wanna find a girl who hates the same shit as me.
Sure.
You know, and you don't find, at 2 a.m., you're too fucked up and too, you know, in a, like a whirlwind of a time to realize what sucks. And people commiserate.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you find someone to hang out with. I hang out with the people who can talk shit with me.
Yes.
Not with the people that are like, we're going to have the best night ever.
Right.
I'm like, what are you, fucking crazy?
Right. Right. You also think New Year's Eve is going to be magical.
Yeah, that's a 2 a.m. hang, not a fucking...
Yeah. By the way, your best opening line ever, you just have to walk up to a woman and go, look, I just want you to know, I once got off a train and followed a woman for 6 blocks. That is how passionate of a person I am.
I believe in passion.
Yes.
Let's do some more emails. ArubaRay.com, Ray Allen on Twitter, Ray Comedy on Instagram. This is fucking great to have you. This took us too long.
Way too long. The scheduling, you know,
scheduling.
Aruba got in the way.
Simple question, okay? J-Train, it's a couple email. Cue the couples email music. We don't have, wait, you don't have couples music. Take that, take the lock off your wallet. Really tough.
Oh, he thinks we paid for these drops. We just made Shelby do it.
Classic Shelby put it in. He writes, really though, we brought a big feather. I found episode 4 on SoundCloud and immediately got involved. I've listened to every single one from one to current. Then I got my girlfriend involved. She's a 999, but a more of a political person, so she also got into Mansamp.
That's shout awesome. Out. Thank you.
Tickle, tickle for your guests, too. You got a tickle.
All right.
One more brief graze for Papa JT. I was just discussing with a good... what a good place me and my lady are in with my sister, explaining that your show gives us 2 hours a week to talk about relationships and communicate in a clinical, zero-pressure way. Thank you. That's very cool. I never really heard that kind of perspective.
That's awesome.
True, though. It's great.
It's fucking cool.
That is really great.
So listen, if you're a girl or guy and you got a boyfriend or girlfriend, time to get someone subscribed. Help your fucking relationship.
The J-Train will preserve your relationship.
Yeah.
You will keep the love alive.
Papa JT. You know, I got sent a wedding invitation from a listener.
Really?
Did you really?
I don't know how he's getting my address.
in the mail to your house.
In the mail.
Whoa. He is the you on the subway.
On the subway. Following a chick's...
Where's the wedding and when is it and are you going?
If I can get booked in Arizona, I would go. I would go and I would just show up happy as a clam.
That is something.
Neither of us went to college and we're a little older than you. So listening to your antics and especially those of your younger emailers can be an eye-opening as hilarious. Like watching Animal House or PCU. I wonder, is this what college was like? I started drinking with the 40-year-olds when I started working at 17. My girlfriend got her job at 17, moved to Manhattan alone, got a fake ID, and has been living as a 21-year-old ever since. We aren't that much older than you or your average listener, I'm sure, but we are a different generation, he puts in quotes. Okay, so finally the question. When anyone achieves greatness, any improvement is harder. An amateur could take a second off their sprint with just a little training. However, the Olympian might need to work for months to have to shave a tenth of a second. I feel like I'm reading a riddle. So as our relationship gets better and stronger, small setbacks seem insurmountable. Something that might cause an argument for us might just be a nuance of a different couple's larger problem. Explaining our problems to others sounds like such a small thing that why does this even need to be solved? Is there a basic human need for conflict, or could we weed these similar problems as well, or will there always be issues? Hope you can find a solution to this small frat-related problem. Thanks so much. That's an interesting question.
Sure is.
Do you need to fight in a relationship?
You know, I've always said that I'm at the point now in my life where I don't want conflict and I don't want drama in a relationship. Yeah. And I hate to admit it, and I've never said this out loud, I don't think, but I actually think a little bit of headbutting might fight. It's like two rocks that keep sparking a new little flame.
Well, you know what,
when they hit each other.
You know what? You know what someone is that constantly agrees with you? A liar. That's just the truth. If you have someone in your life that never disagrees with you, they are lying to you. You can't agree on every little thing, even with someone you love.
Sure.
So if you're in a relationship and you're having disagreements, that's just you being honest. That's right. Just you telling the person how you feel and the way you are. So that is actually the most healthy thing you can do, is to hash those out and discuss these things. And really, relationships are boring. Same fucking dick, same vagina, you know, like, you know, forever.
And
why do people do it?
And it's only going to get droopier and
uglier and fatter. So
why did you wait until after I got married to say that?
I'm sorry, Mansa. I'm sorry to let you know this, but this is what's going to happen. Science. I'm a scientist. So let me get those beakers out again. What I'm saying is, I've been in relationships where I avoid conflict, and I hear what you're saying. I'll be like, I'll just let things go. And you know what it does? Every time I let something go, it bubbles until I'm freaking out about how I don't want to go for dinner on a Wednesday night.
Right.
And it's not about the dinner. It's the fact that I didn't let this person know 10 times ago that on Wednesdays I want to cook a meal because I want to feel healthy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I lied and went with the flow because I didn't want the conflict and the ten ago that made this Wednesday date blow the fuck up and make me resent this person.
Right.
So no, you're not going to ever fight, but you're not going to ever not fight if it's healthy.
Sure.
Because you're being honest with one another. The other thing, guys like to hunt.
Yeah.
Wildcat got to eat.
Wildcat gotta eat.
Wildcat gotta eat.
It's like the Kentucky basketball motto.
That is the Kentucky basketball motto. You know what? But guys want to achieve the woman they're fucking. You want to come back to your buddies with the dead carcass and show everyone. And when you get in a relationship, there's no more hunting. So you have to have some simulations. And getting over the fights is like achieving that again in a small way. So it makes that even more fun. So I think if you're avoiding fights, you're actually doing yourself more of a harm than anything else.
And also, you want to pick and choose your battles. I mean, if someone's always busting your balls because, you know, you leave your socks on the floor, or you get into like big blowouts over, do you want to eat Mexican food or Japanese food? That's bullshit, you know?
I mean, I was in a relationship with a girl where we would get in these arguments, but then there was no... It was either she's right or it's over. And it's like, that's not a fun argument at all either.
Right.
To say, well, there's no way I'm wrong in this situation. I don't see your side at all. That's just a relationship that doesn't work.
Right.
But you do have to come together at a middle point with these small fights. And that's what's going to make you feel like, okay, we had some sort of solution to this, or we've hashed it out. You don't have to agree on everything, but you have to see how the other person feels.
Absolutely. And you also learn how people are in fights. Look, I had a fight that ended up being a deal breaker. A woman I was very seriously involved with, we got into a fight about something that was nonsense. And then she says, she goes, you know, you don't ever care about me. You don't listen to me. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I had an abortion yesterday.
Whoa.
And when that happens, that's like a whole other type of, that's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
How did that happen?
Well, presumably I got her pregnant.
No.
And then,
wait, I'm the scientist. I know how this works.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, I mean, when she says something like that, you're like, oh, we don't even talk about anything.
Yeah,
well, because a big bomb like that, it's like, oh, we're just constantly lying to each other.
That was the that type of a thing. That's the beginning of the end. Because the first thought is, okay, is this the truth? Because if you're making it up, you're insane.
To heighten this fight,
right? Yeah. To try to get a reaction out of me to see how much I care. And then it turns out, okay, you are telling the truth. You really did go get an abortion. You told me after the fact, where we had no discussion, no conversation, nothing to work it out. So you're telling me after the fact, which also is just, to me, just a big fuck you and just trying to hurt me.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, it is going to be her decision, obviously.
Of course.
But to tell somebody the day after you did it.
It's kind of like using it against them.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like saying, well, this is my chip now.
Sure.
You know, and which isn't, it's not really fair.
It's really unfair. So either you don't tell me at all, or you tell me before.
But even
you do
getting to that point is exactly what I was saying before, where it's like you just put aside these things to not have conflict, and then it blows up in this one moment of like, oh, this whole thing is fucked.
Yeah.
We buttoned the shirt the wrong way up, and now we got to go all the way back down the fucking shirt.
Yes.
You know, so yeah. It's tough to admit because you don't want to fight with a person that you like, but if you're not fighting, there's something else up.
Yes.
There's lies being told.
And you could totally, just to make life easy, you can, like, you know, sort of go with the flow on little things. Like if someone says, you know, well, I really want to go get, you know, sushi tonight. All right.
This guy also wrote a hypothetical. I mean, we can do it right now.
Does it involve an abortion?
On a past...
hypothetical.
Oh, he writes, P.S. On a past hypothetical, combined age 100 threesome. You all missed the obvious. 80-20. It was stated that both of the combo members would be as attractive as possible in their age group and DTF. How many hot 80 DTF women do you think are around? Even if you and your wife make it to being DTF at 80, she is going to be okay with inviting a 20-something. Could your old ass heart take it? Therefore, I think 80-20 is the only solution. So you have a threesome with two women. Their combined age is 100. How do you split it up?
Oh, they're combined. Yeah. Oh, I got you. Oh, this is interesting. That's a great question.
Yeah, it's a great question. But we did it on a past one, and he said 80-20 is the go, because it'd be the hottest 80-year-old and the hottest 20-year-old.
Right, there's like four hot 80-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what do you guys think? We can review our answers again. What do you think, Ruben?
I mean, why not? If it's, and the combined age was how much, you said?
100.
100. Well, why not just do, I guess, 75-25 or 70-30? How about 70-30?
70-30.
Because 30, she has a certain set of skills.
Yes.
She's like the female Liam Neeson.
Yes.
She has a certain set of skills.
She knows what she likes. She knows how to do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want 30. I think 35-65.
That was my next,
35-65, there's the right amount of sexuality, and I'm not being shocked by the Grim Reaper.
Right.
The 65.
That's probably what we said.
80 is a different fucking, is not even human.
And the 35-year-old should be chill, presumably, with this 65-year-old.
Yeah.
The 20-year-old might get freaked out by the 80-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She doesn't even know what her body's. She'll get depressed. She'll be like, oh, that's what's going to happen? You know? Like, what do you think?
I'm going to go 18-82.
18-82. Oh,
look at that. Legal and almost dead.
Let's do one more email, then we'll go to hypotheticals and news. This is great.
I love this show.
Dude, this is great. ArubaRayComedy.com. ArubaRay.com. ArubaComedy.com. Ray Comedy on Instagram. Go follow him, support him. He's so fucking funny. So great to have him here. I'll give you the choices. Oh, I like this one. Getting drinks with an ex. Dear early 30s Moses.
That's you.
That's me. I love the podcast. You give some great advice for a Jewish guy. Okay.
It's a little anti-Semitic, but all right.
Okay, touch of it. Congrats to Mansamp on the wedding. Felt like I was there vicariously through your Snapchat stories. Love that podcast, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And can I say, actually, I watched your Snap story like the next day, and later I showed Molly's parents. They were like, this is great. This guy filmed great stuff. And I love the, I see five stations plus passing.
Yes, I was giving some play-by-play. Because people were like, they wanted to hear about the wedding. You got married. I went to the wedding. And I was like, okay, I'll just do as many Snap stories as I can. And it was fun to hear the reactions. People were amazed to see what classic Shelb looked like. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
I got Shelby, he's one of the producers here, and got him on camera, and they were Snapchat might have broken that night, the amount of responses I got about classic shelves. So I'm a senior at a small college on the West Coast, about 2,000 kids. Not the best social scene, but we make it work. At the end of the last school year, I started dating a girl. Isn't that cool? 779. All was good in the beginning, but after a few months together, the 9 became an 8. And then a 7, and then I ended it. You're right when you say it's harder to dump than get dumped. I spent 2 weeks doing whatever I could to get her to dump me. Every guy.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do that on stage, and I have no idea where to go with it. But every guy wants to be dumped before he dumps a girl.
You know,
every girl, too. It's the same thing.
It's a great premise. But, you know, I got to tell you something. I'll never forget this girl I dated a long time ago. I remember we were talking about this, and I said to him, like, yeah, you know, I don't know what to do about breaking up with this girl, blah, blah, blah. And she said to me, she got really annoyed. She goes, why don't you get over yourself, okay? Believe me, she'll get on with her life.
Yeah.
Break up with her. Let her off the hook. She'll get past you. Yeah. And I never forgot that. This girl, Susan, she said that to me.
But I've said that on the podcast, too. Like, the thing when you end something with someone, you just got to remember, I'm not that fucking great.
Yeah. Like, yeah, she'll get past
she'll
me.
She'll be okay. This is the best. I'm doing her the biggest favor.
Yeah. I'm ripping off that Band-Aid, and she'll have some wonderful aloe vera on her arm any
second. It is a sense of narcissism to be like, how will she ever go on? Yeah. How will she live in a world without Papa JT? Anyways, after a few months of no contact, she recently reached out to me. She wanted to hang out because we have a lot of the same friends and thought it would be awkward if and when we hang out again together. She no longer goes to my school but still lives in the area. I said I was down, and we met for drinks a few nights later. I had zero intentions of getting back with her when we were there, but I quickly realized she wasn't on the same page. After about an hour and a half drinking and talking, I made some excuse to leave. It was a Thursday night at 10:30, and I wanted to go out with my friends. She had gotten dropped off at the bar, so I had to give her a ride home. She seemed upset that I didn't want to stay out together and go to another bar, spend more time, etc. It was uncomfortable. Anyways, it got me thinking. I don't think I was in the wrong for assuming it would be a quick one or two drinks and we'd head our separate ways. When texting, it seemed pretty clear that it wasn't a date. Was I expected to spend the whole night with her? I think she's just a psycho. It kind of turns me on. Also, what's the general itinerary when getting drinks solo with a chick? It's supposed to just be a casual hangout. Do you have a spend the majority of the night together? Thank you, Jared, and guests for the advice. I'm sure there's some listeners that can relate. Keep up the good work. What do you think?
Well, what's his quandary here? I mean, he wants
to know if he's a dick. He's like, the girl reached out to him and an ex-girlfriend. She wanted to get drinks to make sure it wouldn't be awkward with the friends. I get it. I've seen this play before.
Sure. I've been there.
Yeah. I would say this. When you end a relationship, it is your responsibility to keep it ended.
Yeah.
That person is going to come back to you. That's not their responsibility because they were shocked by it.
Yep.
They didn't want it to end. They saw it going upward and onward. So I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like,
he shouldn't give her false hope.
Even if it's just drinks to catch up, he should say no.
Yep.
He should have said no to not make things awkward. Yeah, they won't be awkward. That's what I would write. There's no, just say to her, no, they're not going to be awkward. The response to her is like, if she's wrote me saying, I want to get drinks, I want to make sure things aren't awkward with our friends, I would write back to her, I have nothing but good things to say about you.
Right.
I have nothing but good memories of our relationship. I'm sorry it didn't work out, but it will never be awkward if we're in the same room together.
Right.
I'm always going to treat you with respect and as a friend.
That's 100% the perfect answer.
That's all you write and say,
and that's what you do.
And that's what you do.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And you do. You play out that role. Yeah. But getting drinks together is you opening up the, because you're the dumper.
Yeah.
And that's the responsibility of the dumper, is to uphold the dumping.
Now, does deep down, does he want to put it back in a dumper?
Because
that's deep down what he wants.
We don't want to fuck.
Yeah.
You know, but that there's just too much emotion involved. You got to move on. You got to say to her, listen, I respect the reason you want to get together. It's flawed in my opinion, because I will let you know right now. I like you. I think you're a good person. I have nothing but good memories, but it will not be awkward because I'm going to treat you with the same respect I would treat anyone else that is my friend.
Now, it is possible that she wants all this to happen because maybe she does just want to have, you know, a little comfort sex with him. You know,
I mean,
possible.
It's but there's never no strings attached sex with an ex.
Yeah,
there's never
very rarely.
Yeah. You have to really remove yourself.
You have to be visiting from like Perth, from like Sydney, Australia. You're in town for 2.5
you gotta
days.
Be on the one on the on the direct from Perth.
Yeah.
The direct flight from Perth and back. You got to have your return ticket in hand.
Uh-huh.
I just don't think, and what he's asking, what do you get for drinks? If I'm ever, I wouldn't get alcohol involved.
Yeah.
Alcohol is a is making it sexier. That's just the truth.
Well, coffee?
Coffee.
Yeah.
But it could
but
be.
I still wouldn't even get together. Right. I just.
But it could be the alcohol that they, that each of them need just to have, just to be in the same room with each other.
But also, if she, but if she has things to get out, she can get those things out. She
yeah.
can text him, say, hey, these are the issues I have. And he can respond in, you know, in kind. But yeah. getting together is just like going back down the mountain and restarting.
Right.
You know, you're, you know, we've done this, you know, listen, I think you're attractive and fun and great. But it's going to be for someone else in the long term. And also, she's out of college and lives in the town. I understand why she's coming back to him. She thinks she's in depressed post-college mode.
Yeah.
She doesn't see any options. She's like, okay, here's a warm body that makes me feel good about myself. I'm going to go back to that. She doesn't even like you.
Yeah.
To be really honest, she fucking hates you. No. I'm just saying, like, to be perfectly honest, she doesn't even see you. You're the toughest thing about a breakup is it's one less person to talk, text, and hug.
Yeah. Sure.
And there's that void. What we do is a lot of times we try to fill the void with the person we just left.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
And that's what yep. she's doing.
Sure. That's a great point. You know, the other thing that's interesting is that how many times have you, you know, you break up with somebody or they break up with you and a relationship ends.
Mm.
And after like 6 or 8 weeks, you know, you've been making some progress. You moved on, whatever. And then you end up hooking back up with that person. And then you hang out with them for another 2 or 3 weeks. It goes nowhere.
Mm.
But suddenly you're back to square one.
Yeah.
And I'll say to myself, shit, I had 8 weeks of sobriety from this
yes.
person. And I blew it. Now
yeah.
I'm back to square one. I gave up those.
You could have just masturbated and been and then
yes.
and then spoke it out with yourself.
Yes, exactly.
You're like, listen, Ray.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
She's not that douchey.
Not that douchey. Ray, this is fantastic. It's so
fun,
good to have
man.
You here. All of you guys got to go follow Ray at Ray Comedy on Instagram. Go follow him and support him. He's so funny, so great. And go to arubaray.com or arubacomedy.com. And if you're ever in Aruba,
come to the Marriott. Come to a show.
Come to a show.
You can get all the tickets and lineups on arubacomedy.com. And it is, you know what? And if you've never been to Aruba, you should make it a point to come just to hang on the beach, come to a show. It's so much fun.
And it's also so easy to travel now. Like, can you, like, it's fucking, you can get a ticket. If you go, like, if you fucking search it out and do your homework, you can get a ticket to Aruba for like $200, like $250.
It's plausible.
And,
absolutely.
And like, just think, and I know that sounds like a lot of money when you're like, I don't want fucking $250. But if you put it in terms of like thinking about it, like you're going to get on a fucking rocket ship and it's going to take you to the beach for $250. Like the deal is like, it's crazy.
It's unbelievable. And it's so much like it's better than you would have pissed away that money on a pair of new boots or something.
Yeah.
Who needs that shit?
You don't need the boots in Aruba.
No, you sure don't.
You don't need those
you
boots.
You certainly do not.
Let's. We're going to be right back with Hypotheticals in the News. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. Welcome back. Aruba Ray. Douchey, baby. So good to have you.
I love being here, man.
I love it.
This is fantastic.
At Ray Comedy on Instagram, arubaraycomedy.com. Mansamp.
Hello, sir.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday here on the Labs Network. That's today, so you can go get his podcast right along with this one.
That's right. New president today.
New president today.
Yeah.
New president.
Good reason to go down to Aruba.
There we go. Go to Aruba. Let's do a Would You Rather. Ready? Would you rather only shit in the mornings once or whenever and how many times you want, except the mornings? For me, I'm a big morning shitter and got to take the morning one. I already go sit at the handicap stall at work midday just to play on my phone, so it doesn't take that away neither. The problem is I shit 2 to 4 times a day, so those morning ones would be the size of an NFL player's leg. What do you think?
I think I would just go for the one every morning.
One every morning?
I don't, you know, 4 times a day.
Yeah.
And he's talking up the poor handicap stall.
Nothing worse. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I only go pretty much like once a day.
Yeah, know? The NFL player's leg dump is so satisfying too, right?
Like, well, absolutely.
That's the one you walk away from and you're like, I want to do it again.
Yeah, that's what you...
I wish I could run that back.
You walk out of the bathroom, you're like, I just took a Vince Wilfork. Yeah. That was terrific.
Yeah, I'm taking the morning one and, you know, and then it would become routine. I'd have like a little desk in there. I'd sure. get some shit done.
Yeah.
You know, I'd make it a part of my day. So that's what I'm going with. Let's do... you have the opportunity to go grizzly bear hunting for a bear that is slightly larger than you. You are only allowed to carry a Bowie knife, but you have a full body tactical SWAT suit for protection. Are you going hunting?
I mean, I wouldn't. I'm a city boy.
Yeah.
And I'm a beach guy. I'm a city boy and a beach guy.
Not a lot of bears at the beach.
Yeah, in Manhattan and Aruba.
Unless you're the
no...
gay section.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not doing this. I don't even care. It's a little bit larger than me. That's a big fucking bear.
It's a bear. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to kill a bear anyway.
We also underrate the strength of animals. We, you know, you ever see those videos of gorillas running at the fucking cage and like trying to fucking get babies and shit?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's scary.
Well, forget even gorillas, just like little monkeys or something where like people will be playing with them and then it just like yanks their arm real hard. It's
underrate.
That'll take care of you.
There was that episode of Game of Thrones where Brienne of Tarth was in fighting a bear. They made her fight a bear. And I felt so tense and uncomfortable just watching that. I don't like that.
Yeah. Let's do one more hypothetical. What's up, Matthew McConica?
Pretty good.
Please stand by as I unholster a 24-inch feather, but let's get down to business. I'm from a medium-sized, below-average Air Force base located in the socially, economically less fortunate side of town, located in the lower middle side of the country, and I have a hypothetical for you. This guy gets it. I have a blank check in my hand and a solid 111 standing next to me. How much would I need to pay you to rail her out sober? Imagine the most grotesque woman in the history of the world with a personality like Rosie O'Donnell. On the flip side, how much would you be willing to pay, give up to lock down a 999 for the rest of your life? Extra bonus hypothetical, what's the lowest you would go on the scale for a one night stand, sober or drunk?
Well, do I have to make eye contact with the 111?
No, you do it however you'd like.
Interesting.
What's the amount of money?
So I get the amount of money. The amount of money is to be with the 111, and in return I get a 999? That's a separate question.
It's just to have sex sober.
Sober sex with a 111.
With a 111.
Oh, boy.
That person can't exist. I mean...
No. There's no amount of money.
There's no amount of money.
For like the most hideous, awful person in the history of the world.
This guy just described a female version of Harambe, the killer gorilla. How much? I don't know. How much do you do to be with $100,000? I don't know.
I'd take $100,000.
$100,000?
Yeah, I'm just not going to do it.
No.
You know what's amazing? We sound like such assholes because there's a guy out there be like, I'll fuck her. I'll do it.
Yeah, listen, I'm horny.
Yeah.
Have I masturbated yet?
I'll do it.
He also writes, wait, how much would you give to lock down a 999 for the rest of your life?
Just did last week.
Look at that. What's up? Well played.
Preserving his wedding blowjob.
He knows his wife is listening to this podcast.
What's the lowest you would go on the scale for a one night stand?
So I'm paying for a 999.
No. What's the scale? I mean, this is tough for me to judge. Listen. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
That's right.
Let's do some news.
So remember Johnny Manziel? Former
Johnny Football?
Yeah, Johnny Football. He is going to be appearing at a like mall, you know, a sports memorabilia store in Katy, Texas for an hour on February 2nd during the Super Bowl week. He's going to be $99 for any signed item.
Oh, my God.
$99 to take a professional photo
with
him.
Isn't this scary?
It's unreal.
Well, the thing is, you... Okay.
$50 for a selfie, and then he'll also inscribe anything with Johnny Football for $29.
This is scary because I think, with the economy, so the if you look at the economic cycles...
scientist and businessman.
And a businessman and an economist. If you look at how... if you look at a map of, like, certain financial... data, like with the Great Depression and how like the markets went after the Depression and then how they went down and how they, you know, how they go up and down, you see that these trends, they're cyclical, like you go up and down in the same way, but they're happening now quicker.
Yeah.
So like the depression, then we get to like, you know, and then you boom up from the depression and it takes years and years and years. Now we had the dot-com boom, then that bubble burst, and then the next burst of the bubble, the housing bubble, came pretty quickly after that. Mm. I feel like even in your, like, I think this is happening to people too.
Oh,
like
the
our disasters are happening. Like Johnny Manziel went up and down as quick as it can happen.
As quick as it could, yes, absolutely. Now, here's the thing. A, it's frightening that there's going to be plenty of people who show up.
Of course.
And pay the 99 or the 50.
But it's
or the
frightening 20. That he needs the money.
Now, that's my next thing, though. Does he even need the money? Because he was guaranteed.
Someone needs the money.
So I guess
you don't
so.
Just do that type of event for no reason.
Well, he's probably, like you're saying, you break up, you need a hug, you don't have people to talk to. It's like, it went away so fast.
That could be the other thing.
He needs this attention, probably. This is,
I mean, maybe it's just, he's like, oh man, I haven't been blown in a while. Let's just get some girls, new girls to show up in my DMs.
Yeah, maybe.
But he's got to have so many backlog of DMs that he could just go on it for days, right?
I guess, but there's another... Like, he's out of college. How many years now? 6, 7 years?
Has it been that long?
No, not that long.
Like 3, right?
I mean,
three
he played in the pros for 3. All right, whatever. It's, say, but
it's,
5 years.
It's crazy how quickly
there's
he
another
fell.
College quarterback that people want to blow. You know what I mean? He's done now.
If he needs the money, he'll go play in the CFL, I bet, in the Canadian Football League.
I can't believe he hasn't already.
It's odd.
It's weird. So there's something else up. He's invited on this podcast anytime.
Oh, yeah, we'll treat him.
He used to follow me on Twitter.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah, he followed me on Twitter for like a hot second and then he unfollowed. But I'm such a fan of his, the way he did college, but
loved him in college.
Loved him.
Loved
him. And I loved him in the NFL. Like I wanted him to do well. I was cheering for him. And it's like, you know, I saw like it could have been a Brett Favre future, but I it shows, man, he's got to be an addict of some sort.
I really thought
there's got to be a drug and alcohol problem because for him, he was too good to fall this hard.
He was great, but I always remember thinking, and I remember saying this to a buddy of mine, I really thought he was just too small for the NFL, and he loves running around.
Yeah.
And I just thought he was going to get hit too many times. And all these guys, when you leave the fucking pocket, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah, and then you look at RG3, like he wouldn't even try to like... You know, he wouldn't even slide.
He still does, it doesn't make any
sense. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Look, Cam Newton is a huge guy, and he's getting hit hard outside. You know, you run around
the
field.
Ben Roethlisberger, that's a big fucking dude, too.
Big dude, like, and he stays in the pocket for the most
part. I don't know. I feel for Johnny Manziel, but I also want to go out with him still. So I do think this will make money. I think in the same way that I want to hang with Johnny, there's a million other people who do.
He goes to a mall in Texas for an hour. People are going to go get his autograph, no question about it.
$100.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I don't know. I gotta figure out to meet this guy. I gotta see what makes him tick.
Invite him to Aruba. He wants to go party.
Not a bad idea.
Johnny Manziel, you're invited to Aruba Ray Comedy.
That's right.
Anytime. Well, that is our show.
Great show. Great
Ray
time.
Ellen,
a lot of fun.
So we gotta have you back right away.
Love to be on.
So good to have you.
Great time. Thanks, man.
At Ray Comedy on Instagram. Go follow him. Support him. ArubaComedy.com. ArubaRay.com. Go follow him. Go check out the website. He's fantastic. Mansamp, thank you for doing the hypotheticals in the news.
Absolutely, man. Thanks.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. I'm Jared Fried. We are here every Tuesday and Friday. Do me a favor. Tell one friend about this podcast. It helps us out unbelievably. I want to keep doing it. I love doing this show, and I love that you guys love it as much as I love putting it out there. So thank you again. We will be back next week. Boom.
Bye, douchey.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!